I'm learning Torah. I'm allowed to close my Gemara to go here to this Megillah. You see, everybody does. What's the heter?
It's more than three fingers.
The Rabbanon is allowed to be Oikir and Mitzvahs Derais. There's a Mitzvahs Derais here.
In Yonah the Yoma.
But who created the Yonah? It's the Rabbanon.
The Rabbanon wants it because the Rabbanon becomes like a Derais.
Good. That's already in the Teretz.
You need to create a balanced human being. You need to.
Balanced human being. Balanced means the Derais take preference of the Rabbanon. On Shabbos, if you have a choice, if you have to machal Shabbos on Shabbos to save somebody's life, and you can be over a derabbanan, you don't have to be over a derais. If you're a derais, you chayv. You don't have to be over derais.
Right.
If you could save him without being over a derais and only be over the rabbanan, why are you over the rabbanan first? So what's the answer to close your gemara to go the mitzvah? I said rasa talmud Torah. We saw in nefesh hachaim what talmud Torah was in the. So Kenzan, I want to say that Chris Megillah is Talmud Torah. I mean, the Megillah is Torah at the end of the day. It's a whole discussion. Okay, listen, you write a whole sefer. What do you want from me? Is it? It's an interesting question.
Just anything, Rob.
Good. Good. Now you're going right. Now make the question bigger.
How can you daven?
How can I close my door to go light Hanukkah candles and sing Miles
Food? I hate sleep.
No, daven is a derisa according to certain shittas. How can you sleep? Because if you didn't sleep, you wouldn't be able to learn. So it's actually a derisa. Yeah. How can the rabbanan come along and machayev me to do something that causes gross bittul Torah? You have to understand. Obviously, it doesn't cause gross bittul Torah.
Well, the problem is otherwise, anyway. Is it in the Torah? This is my rabbis.
So then, how come you're not over a derisa for every derabbanan you don't do? That's the 3-year-olds ask that
question. Yeah.
That's the first question the kids usually ask in Chayla.
Which one? How can the other question?
There's a mitzvah deraisa, not to listen to the rabbis, that you have to listen to the rabbis. So every derabbanan you're over the deraisa, not listening to the rabbis. So how can you say on Shabbos, let me rather be over the derabbanan rather than the deraisa? Because being over the derabbanan, you're being over the deraisa, not listening to the rabbis as well. It means every derabbanan there's an inbuilt deraisa. No, because the Rabbonin were made the Rabbonin in such a way that
they protect the Rabbis.
Yeah, but there's a mitzvah deraisa to listen to the rabbis. Every time you don't listen to the rabbis, you're over mitzvah deraisa of not listening to the rabbis.
There's no such thing
as being over a derabbanan on its own. Every derabbanan has a deraisa in it. So you have to say that the Rabbonin, when they made the derabbanan, they excluded the deraisa from the derabbanan. That was the nature of the gezeira. That's the classic text for that one.
Okay. You.
It's not the only answer, but it's one approach. But it's a nice question. Okay. We're going to the Kipshayna Shalaylam. We're going to the depths of
where
the spot. Now you wake up.
Yeah, no.
5:25. You wake up.
Well, you didn't. Did you look?
Yeah. There's lots of fun here, but not the ones we read. I found that one, and that's it.
Can you share with me if anyone
knows? Yama normally knows this. So we don't have a special. Oh, yeah, they're all on the chair. There are a lot of people missing. I used to be back. Sorry, man.
Sorry, I think that's
my
one.
We'll keep that for off the chair.
Okay, which page?
This is the last of that whiskey.
We get some more, don't worry.
No, I am worried. Before Pesach, don't bring me whiskeys before Pesach.
Because you're forgetting the roads, haven't you?
No, because I'll have to drink them on Purim because I don't keep whiskey, I don't keep chumats over Pesach. And I'll have it and then I'll have to compromise because it's Hefset Merub and I'll have to sell it. And I like selling and then I'll feel guilty every time I drink it. Wait till after. When you come back after Pesach, you bring me whiskey. I've got too much whiskey in my house to finish anyway before Pesach. That's what I normally do. That's when you get rid of all the chomets. I get rid of all my whiskey on Purim. If I can't drink it, whoever comes to the house gets a slog. So.
Okay, which stuff?
We're on Ein Hay. No, we're on Ein Vav. We're on Ein Zayin.
Ein Chet.
We're on Ein Chet. Ein Tet. No, we're on Ein Chet.
Koach HaChiyubi.
Oh. So there was an ozus and a chutzah. There's a brazenness and a chutzpah in Moshe Rabbeinu trying to fight with Hashem to try and get back the Luchos, yeah? What did the Chet HaEgel indicate to Moshe Rabbeinu? How much Bechira a person really has. You have so much Bechira that you can mamash kibiyachol spit in Hashem's face, like the color. You can spit in Hashem's face. What does it indicate to us? How far Bechira goes. That's what Adam Rishon found out. Adam Rishon had an Israel. Do I really have Bechira? Yeah, you have really Bechira. You can destroy the world. You know, in the Moshel, the Melech that married the girl, and he said to her, listen, when you marry me, you're equal. You mamash, you like me. Equal partners. So straight off to the marriage, she wanted to test. Is it really true? So she spits in his face. Yeah? Why? Because can I really do whatever I want? So that's the Moshel. So the Chet HaEgel indicated to the Moshe Rabbeinu how far Bechira goes, and he decided to take the Bechira that they used for bad, and if you see how much bad you can do using Bechira, imagine how much good you can do using Bechira. So he then came along and was matzil the Bechira for the good. Let's see. Hidden in this midah of brazenness and chutzpah, there's a koyach chiyuvi. There's an obligatory kind of koyach.
Positive.
No? Positive. Yeah, chiyuvi in the medical, you get your results back. It's chiyuvi. Positive. Yeah. But the minute it becomes positive, it becomes obligatory. Correct? In this sense. When it's used for the Tzara Kedusha, with this koyach, a person go after Hashem with all his might, without having to consider or be surprised, be affected by any thing in the world. Who atzmai v'chofshi la'ases kritzonim. Look at this. He's atzmai, he's independent, which is the goal of all chinuch. The goal of chinuch is to make your children independent.
So then, why do we train them that you're robots now? Like the first 2 years?
Because the goal of chinuch is independence.
Because you're giving him independence. You're allowing him to do what he has to do.
By making him into a robot.
That's called chinuch, yeah. Okay. It's good question. Especially in what light of what I just said, I don't want to go into it now. It's going to take us off the. Keep it for open forum. Who atzmai v'chofshi la'asos kritzoyne? Chofshi, he's free to do Hashem's will. That's what freedom is. Ein ben chayin elam is oisik b'toyer. The only free person is someone who's oisik b'toyer. Why? Because he's free. That means unencumbered. Free doesn't mean you can do whatever you want. Free means there's nothing interfering with my doing what I want to do. That's what free means. So he's independent and chofshi lasis ketoner. V'shum pega matgia hazman lo yag biloise. My English is shocking. No incidents, disturbance, yeah, no negative event can limit him at all. Xavier, Shmados, the Inuim, decrees and sufferings and Shmads. Nothing interferes with his ability to join together with Hashem. Whether he's in Auschwitz, Rachman Aslan, or he's on the beach, or he's in the best midrash, nothing gets in the way. It was that the color indicated her brazen face, her strong desire to marry the chosen at any cost, without anything interfering. Nothing can interfere and get in the way. Single-minded focus. Which, if you look in your own lives, you'll see there's been some incidences where you dealt with certain things that way. Person writing finals. Yeah? Nothing gets in your way. Just to be dead silence in the house, the phone rings, you don't answer, the guys are going out. Nothing gets in your way. Single minded focus. Yeah, like morning Seder. Single minded focus. Nothing gets in my way. guy's busy learning, he can't talk to him. He can't to the imam, and she talked to him, the guy doesn't even hear you. They're 9:15, that's it, there's nothing to talk about. The guy's ishtenda, correct? The only issue is where that happens, by the way. In Kelm, I'll give you an example. In Kelm, how did it happen again? Where they made a bet with somebody or whatever, that they could get the Bochum to lift their heads from their learning in Kelm.
Yeah.
So they've got a whole bunch of cops to go in there beating sticks on metal cans, and they're like 500 riot squad come barging into the base, Midrash or whatever, and not one Bochum lifted his head. No one even looked up to see what the noise was about. So that happens when the Rebbeim are talking. God giving a share, no one even opens his ears to hear what's going on. So it's a shtickle mile from Kelm. He's so shakwini, he's limudim, he doesn't even hear the share. Now, if you have a look, you'll see. It was something you really wanted, even as kids. Something you really wanted. You see, sometimes a kid wants something, the fierce determination, nothing get in the way. Nothing. But what about this? What about this? Nothing. Boom, you go for it. Zehu mashmoy sitzoyne shel Hashem isbarach shenah v'gnegoy. That's pshat in the rotten of Hashem that Moshe Rabbeinu was battling against. Kaviyachol in kiyuma Torah. We'll see what that means. Hashem rotze liyitzu matzev she'af im hu yirtze lekachet mi'etanu es haTorah. Hashem set up a situation where if he wants to take away the Torah from us, with this koyach of bechira, chofshis, this koyach of ishtoi kegufoi, noichel lihitnaged loy v'noichel lekachas es haTorah mimenu b'koyach v'hitisha b'yadeinu. Beautiful. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down the mountain. Hashem's holding the top half. Moshe Rabbeinu is holding the bottom half. In the middle, there's no space, and there's the Chet HaEgel going on. And Hashem tries to grab the luchos out of Moshe Rabbeinu's hands, and Moshe Rabbeinu grabs it back. And Hashem grabs, and there's this war going on. Eventually, Moshe Rabbeinu wins. Yeah, that's where we're stopping the movie now. He's going to break it, and we'll deal with why he broke it. But grabs it back. What's going on? Yeah, Hashem set up a situation where Moshe Rabbeinu, with his bechira, with his chutzpah, can go battle Hashem. You want to take the Torah away from me? You can't. I'm not letting you take the Torah, Hashem. The Chet HaEgel is the negative application of Bechira, yeah? You can use your Bechira to worship a golden calf that, you know, like, you know, 10 minutes after you just had a personal experience moment with Hashem, you know, you just got the Torah. So then yeah, you can use Bechira Chofshis to the other extent. The other extent is, I'm staying married to you, Hashem, no matter what happens. You can't break this marriage. He's trying to take the ring away from the colour after the colour just spat in his face, right? And she grabs it back and says, you can't have it. What's he doing? What's the king doing? He's letting her know how serious he really is. That it's equal. You're a complete bechira. You can worship the Chet HaEgel, yeah? And you're still fully entitled to maintain the relationship with me. You can battle for the Torah. Lord Roy Mary Noichel Ahabin Gamadu Lacha Mavak Lekabalis Esalucha Isalacha Shu Amna Matzliach Lekablon. Hachlit Moshe Rabbeinu Lishborotam. So the only thing we need to know now is why did Moshe Rabbeinu decide to break the Luchos? We understand now why he fought for the Luchos, yeah? Because he understood that the job he had right now was to use his Bechira to say to Hashem, look, Klal Yisrael used their Bechira to destroy the marriage. But you yourself said that this marriage can never be broken. We're equal partners here. Ishtei Kagufa, you and me, this is Chosan Kala. This is Ishtoi Kagufa, the husband and the wife both can sign on the check, yeah? You're trying to take the Torah away from me? Moshe Rabbeinu understands he's got to use the Bechira to fight Hashem and get the Torah back. Yeah? So why did he break the Luchos for now? Why did he break the Luchos? The other question. There was the next stage in the Gemara we brought. He threw the Luchos on the floor and Hashem said, well done! Ah! Oh, Hashem, Eze Nachas. No, we understand what was a tug of war. Hashem says, I'm going to test Moshe Rabbeinu now.
Test him or his Bechir?
Well, his Bechir, yeah, him. Let's see.
Even though they're using their Bechir, they still didn't merit having the Luchos. Like, they
which question are you coming to answer?
Why he came down with the Luchos but inside the break?
Oh, that's, we're going to see now why he broke the luchos. Yeah, yeah, we'll see that. He's asking if you're going to break them. What are you asking? If you're going to break them, why do you fight for them?
Yeah.
No.
If Hashem knew Haman was very happy and Hashem broke them, then why was Hashem trying to?
Because Hashem was trying to allow Moshe Rabbeinu. He was setting up a situation where Moshe Rabbeinu is able to exercise bechira. But if Hashem just says, "Yeah, take the luchos and break them," then the Moshe Rabbeinu is not doing anything. That's Hashem now. Hashem's saying, "You guys, you worship the idol. I want my Torah back. I'm breaking off this marriage."
Yeah.
And Moshe Rabbeinu, with all the chutzpah and all the oys, turns around and says, "You can't finish this marriage. This is ishtoi kagufoi. If we spat in your face, that you see, so the meaning means we don't have bechira now. What are you telling Hashem? We don't have bechira. You want the Torah back? Is why? It's because we don't have bechira. Because we can't do whatever we want." We got married. That means unconditional love, no matter what happened. You want the luchos back because of the chet ha'egel? You can't have it back. Otherwise, I don't have bechira. So Moshe Rabbeinu uses his bechira to counteract the negative bechira of the chet ha'egel. He says to Hashem, "You want the luchos back? You can't. Ishtoi kagufoi."
Can I make a suggestion?
What do you want to do?
I want to try and make a suggestion as to why the luchos were broken.
Let's just see what he says.
Okay. No.
And then we'll you'll shut afterwards. That's only what he has to say.
That's my pshat. It's going to seem ridiculous probably compared to him.
No, I do that, but I just don't want to hear his pshat and then see your pshat and then see what you're going. His pshat has a bit of a problem in it. That's why it could be that your pshat might. That's why. Hold on a second. I just want to deal with questions first before we look at answers.
About Menashe, why didn't they bring him as the, you know,
they bring Menashe as the raya for how infinite Kosh Baruch Hu's chesed is. It's not an indication of anyone's bechira there.
Well, but Menashe says, "I'm going to die, and even though I have like sinned against you again and again and again, you're still going to save me, and I know you will." How can he?
Menashe says to Hashem like this. Menashe says to Hashem like this. You're right. That doesn't disprove.
Okay.
I mean, you're right. Menashe is on the lot. First of all, Menashe is much later than Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah. This is mamash. We're dealing in the Chumash with the Chet Ha'egel. We're dealing in the gene level. Menashe is a different story. Menashe turns around to Hashem and he says to him like this: "If you save me, then you're Hashem, and if you don't, then you're no better than all the avodah zarah in the world." What's the taina? What's the lamdas? Because Menashe is a lamdan, he's a Talmud Chacham. Lamdas is like this. Because what's the kol shekain? It's not kol shekain. You worshipped all the avodah zarah your whole life. You destroyed my entire world. You killed your Zayda Yishaya Novi. What your father Chizkiah Melech did, he was about to be Mashiach. He brought the world to such a state of perfection. Chizkiah, I was going to make him Mashiach, and you came along and brought avodah zarah into the Beis Hamikdash. You destroyed everything, and you're telling to me that if I don't help you, then I'm just as bad as all the avodah zarah you worship. And what's Menashe's kol shekain? What's his taina? So his taina is like this: if you don't help me, why don't you help me? Because I'm too bad, right? I killed Mazayda, I destroyed the world. You helping me means I'm too bad for you to save, right? So it means your chesed is limited. Correct? You hear that?
Yeah.
Well, then if your chesed is limited, no matter how big it is, it could be a million times bigger than the Avodah Zarah's chesed, but it's still mugbal. Well, then you're just the same as all the Avodah Zarah. You're mugbal. You might be the biggest guy in town, but you're still limited. If you help me, then you're really Hashem, because that's an indication that your chesed is infinite. And Hashem says, you're right. And the Malachim are going mad, and they're shutting the doors to Shemayim, they're not letting his tefillah go out. So Hashem digs him a backdoor tunnel of tshuva, whatever that means. And he saves him. Which means Hashem didn't even let his tefillahs go through the normal range of tefillah. He couldn't, because the Malachim blocked out all his tefillahs. So he couldn't get to Hashem. However that works. So Hashem says, he's right. But even the Malachim can't understand that, Hashem says. You can't understand how infinite my chesed is. So there the thrust of that chazal is showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite mercy. No matter how bad you are, Hashem will always take you back. You're right, it does at the same time show Menachas Bechira, but it's not the thrust. But thank you for bringing Menashe, because Menashe should be remembered at least once a week, just to remember how much Hashem loves us. How could you be sad? Could you ever, if you get that mice, if you get that chazal into your head, You could never ever be sad, not for one moment. You can be as bad as, you can be the worst, you can be bad, 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 man. There's nothing worse than Menashe. Even after that, it's a shala where the Hitachuvit says, even there's a shala where he had Lachaylok in Olam Haba. He was so bad that even after Hashem forgave him, it's a shala where he gets into Olam Haba. Okay, that's how bad he was. And even even him Hashem's moichel. So it's like, you know how much Hashem loves us? It's a pen of that. It's a good plea where we come from. This performance based society, you know, love's based on, you know, how much you got in the bank and what you do, and I mean, you know what a mind shift that is? Phew. That's worth going into the mountains on Erev Shabbos and meditating about for a few hours. You want to go for a walk into the mountains, yeah. Beautiful spring morning. Forgot about Menashe the Ishkach. But this is a bit different. This is a little bit different. Let's get back this together. To illuminate these things, we have to understand why, after the struggle to get the luchos, and after he was matzliach to get them, Moshe Rabbeinu decided to break them to benoisef and further. Who gam kibul yoshe koich me kosh boruch hu? Kosh boruch hu said, "Well done." So why did he break them, and what was so great about breaking them? Neva ma'a yisa tachlis b'shvir saluchos v'novin gam es haskamosot shal kosh bochol eres shirosa. We need to understand, let's explain, what was the purpose of breaking the luchos? Josh H, what was the purpose of breaking the luchos, and why did Hashem agree? You can answer that question.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
I think the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu brought the luchos is because if there's kedushin and then you break the ring, you can't get the ring back. So maybe you're stopping the process of
chazara. Beautiful.
So you're locked in.
But then you don't have the ring.
But you can't stop the kedushin is still chal.
Okay, and why does Hashem say thank you? Oh, that's poshut. Because now you've taken away my ability to lose you. As long as I could still grab back the ring and destroy the marriage, there was always a way out for me. But you've closed the door. I can never get out of it. Thank you. Very nice. Could be. Oh. Yeah. I like it. Let's see what he says. The luchos were ma'ase Elokim. Who made the luchos? Hashem. In the factory there, in the Shemaim, they have a stone cutting works, and Hashem with his finger made the luchos. Whatever that means, yeah. V'hamichtav michtav Elokim hu, and the writing was cheres al luchos. Hashem engraved them on the luchos. Hashem hu ze sheposel es al luchos. Gam haksav naase b'de Hashem. Hashem was the one that sculpted the luchos. Interesting, why it's Loshon posel? Okay, and also the writing was Hashem's personal font. You know, he used his own special print. Who sculpted the second luchos was Moshe Rabbeinu. The luchos rishonim amru chazal yomalo lo nishbaru luchos harishonos lo nishtakacha toirim Yisrael. Had it not been yomalo lo, had the luchos not been broken, Torah would never have been forgotten for Klal Yisrael. Ravacha b'yankav amah ein kol uma v'loshen sholetes behem. No nation or language would have been able to rule over Klal Yisrael. Had we still had Luchos Rishon, no one would have been able to rule over us. Chiyos v'haluchos hayu oisim b'yidei Hashem Yisbarach. Kol hanem abeyen hayu boru v'golu lifneinu b'lo shum irbuvayim. What does that mean? How do you read that?
In that.
In that. Such an awesome
being.
Being! Oh, like that. Being that the luchos were made by Hashem. Kol ha'ne'emar behem. Hayibore v'gol lifnayni b'lo shum irbuveya. What does that mean?
No confusion.
What's ha'ne'emar behem?
Everything that was written,
said about them. Everything that was said about them is clear and poshut, without any interminglings of anything that's not clear or poshut, without any murkiness. Like that word. Irbuveha. הכל היה דובה דובה על אופני. לא היינו שייכים את התורה ולא היו האומס יכולה לשלוט עליו. מידך כיסון עד עשה מצב זה של בהירויס לא הייסה ניתנה לקל ההזדמנות להכיח כי החיים היא חפיצה בלי ונפש בנישואי. On the other hand, this clarity and inability of anything to interfere with the relationship with the Luchos Rishon interfered with the Kala's ability to show that she wanted the marriage no matter what, because everything's just great. Everything's just great, so I wonder, of course, you know, everything's wonderful and the husband's treating her so nicely and everything. You don't know whether she really wants a marriage, no, it's a safe place to be. Mm. Don't you know that she really loves him unconditionally? Is that even something goes wrong? שראי איזה גילוי נסגב של מים את הסיני הימם שיחום העיר ואז כפלאי מירה. As long as we had Luchos Rishon, that clarity we had at מים את הסיני continues. Means you leave Sinai and 20 years later and 100 years later you walk with Luchos Rishon, you still have the same clarity you had at מים את הסיני. No. ועדיין הימוקר להסתפק. Then there's still room to doubt. Hayim gam b'matzavim kashim. What about when things get hard? What about in Auschwitz? Yam shicham v'derech hatorim mitoch ne'emonus l'Hashem. So when there's, you know, when the lights are shining bright and Hashem's here and you're yelling shirim from Moshe Rabbeinu, everything's gorgeous and clear. You're on the Bahamas, you know, and everything's gorgeous. So of course she loves him, but does she really love him? I don't know. Let's see. Let's throw to Auschwitz and see how she behaves. You can't do that as long as there's Luchos Rishon. As long as there's Luchos Rishon, wow, you're efficient. Yeah. You know, I've got to give you a receipt or something. Okay, I'll. Tzaddik. So, one. I'm sorry. I have an agiyah to finish because I finish when I finish I get this, so you can see that I'm mama's learning the Shem Shema. As long as you have Luchos Rishon, so then you have the same clarity you had at Asinai. See, you don't really have Bechira. Moshe Rabbeinu having Shulchan Shalom Yisrael Baruch Hu Latet LeKalev Shulut Lo Yichiach Es Atzmo. Moshe Rabbeinu said that Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Kala us a chance to really prove ourselves. Lechelu Shobes Luchos, he broke the Luchos. ומצב זו תצטרך הקלה כנסת ישראל לעומל לצורך בלימוד התורה. Now the Am Yisrael has to go and delve and battle and struggle with the Torah. לדקדק בכל קוצו של יוד. Now you're going to go and you're going to understand every little drop of ink and every Rashi and every duke and every little part of the Torah. לברר בעצמו כל הספקות שנשארו לו ולגלות את האבוסו עליו יתברך. All the svekas that got involved in there, you now have to go and you now have to reveal your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Marachi Latana Umas Vidafrisam. In the face of the all the negative things, the Umas that are trying to kill us and all the problems we have. Hamafushim Pishis Sivov Shila HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu. Possum Lacha. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Possum Lacha, you go sculpture. Hayni Shia Shilacha, it's going to be for you, to you. Whenever you see that word Lacha in the Torah, it's telling you something. Svatim lochem, there's got to be a lochem there. You need to find yourself. V'yesh levayeh shegilu tziponoseya ganzeya amke u'mestoria shelatoria yushelcho. That all the hiddenness and all the, in other words, for hiddenness and depth and the secrets of the Torah will be for you. Ata tedaktek. You go and you look and you use your power with your seichel, your understanding, and you go and grade them into the tablets of your heart. Then the luchos will become luchos habris. Write them on the tablets of your heart. Thank you that you broke them. Why? Moshe Rabbeinu kiven b'maisav l'tzoyna elyon shirotze yivatzer hester ponim yisum b'gila Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a situation on hester ponim. Darkness. I want to bring darkness to the world. So mitoch the darkness you'll prove yourself. When Shlomo HaMelech goes outside and there's a base of Migdash and there's Eser Nisim and he says Shema Yisrael Hashem HaMakabel, you big deal. When we go outside and you see the darkness and you can't see Hashem and nothing makes sense, on the contrary, every proof in the world's against us, and there you say Shema Yisrael, look at the value of Shema Yisrael. But Pinchas Vesetu said, who's greater, you or Rebbe Akiva Eiger? He says, what do you mean? If Rebbe Akiva Eiger had to walk through Times Square, do you think he would have been Rebbe Akiva Eiger? I had to walk through Times Square to be who I am. I've got to go to Ben Yehuda. I've just got to go to the post office down the road here. And Shimon Bochon, one walk from here to the Makolit, sees more tumor than Rebbe Akiva Eiger saw his whole life. In that darkness, Hashem says, now let's see what you do. Now show me you love me. Moshe Bani, Ali Daikach Yechin Yisrael Ochiach is Dovkusom Vene Mosom Lashem. In the darkness, then you can really prove how much you love. That's an unconditional love. As opposed to, yeah, everything's great, of course. You know, 4 meals a day, we're living in the Bahamas, 10-star hotel, you know, private jets, of course I love him, you know. Take it all away, go live in a hovel in Auschwitz and see, does he still love her? That's the.
Calls him a Rebbe.
What about him?
For example,
the Pleasure of a Rebbe. Ah!
Yep.